it's great to be able to share what you do in your life with your family.
And what a gift that we're giving our children to expose them to the science and the math and the business and the manufacturing.
Welcome to Small Business Stories presented by Vistaprint. My name is Jeff Israel. How many of you are listening to this at home or work with a mug of coffee or tea nearby? Pick it up. Notice anything strange? You might not because you're so used to it, but the way you're holding that cup with two forefingers bent, knuckles brushing the hot mug, is pretty bad for you. And if you're elderly or suffer from arthritis, it might even be impossible. The design of coffee mugs has been pretty consistent for thousands of years, until recently, when Alan and Diana Arsenault invented Jamber. Jamber mugs are designed to have an effortless grip, and they put your hand in a neutral position, minimizing any mug damage. In this episode, we'll talk to Alan and Diana about how they came up with Jamber, what it's like working with your spouse, and everything in between. Diana and Alan, co-founders of Jamber and baby William, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Cool. So tell me about Jamber, how it all started.
It all started when we were having lunch with my grandfather, and he was holding a paper cup of water and was struggling. He was shaking with the cup of water to bring it to his mouth. And so I asked him, geez, Pop, how do you drink coffee if you can barely pick up a light paper cup of water? He looked at me very seriously, and he said, Alan, do yourself a favor. Don't get old. My hand hurts. My wrist hurts. Everything hurts. You know, in that moment, I realized as I was holding a cup myself that it hurt me also. That night, Diana and I went home, and Diana was pulling her favorite cup out of the cabinet, and she realized that cups are hard to hold. Whether you're 20 or 30 or 80, it doesn't really make a difference. We started doing some research and quickly learned that cups haven't materially changed for close to 5,000 years. And so we figured, you know, we're engineers, we're scientists, we can solve this problem. We thought it'd be easy, but it turned out to be a 2.5-year project.
So coffee mugs haven't changed for a while, right?
It's crazy. Like close to 5,000 years, there was an excavation done in China and they pulled out a ceramic mug that dates back to 2500 BC. So here's a ceramic coffee mug that's 4,500 years old. And, you know, it looks just like it. The mugs in your cabinet. They haven't really changed.
Wow, that's incredible. So what makes Jamber different than the regular mug and the mug that was excavated thousands of years ago? What makes it different? And what makes it better for human use?
We spent upwards of 2.5 years bioengineering a better mug. We designed it so that it, and I'll get a little technical here just for a second, but it puts your hands in an anatomically neutral hand position, which is also called functional rest, which allows the ligaments and tendons that run from the top of your palm all the way down to your elbow to have little or no strain, which translates into little or no pain. It puts your hand in an optimal power grip. These two aspects combined mean that the Jamber mug really is one of the most comfortable things you'll ever pick up and one of the easiest things that you'll ever hold.
You guys talked a little bit about your background, but how did you go from idea to existence?
First, it was a lot of brainstorming, prototyping. We put our hands on, like, just understanding really what the problem was. So we put our hands on, like, as many handles as we could. We prototyped with Play-Doh. We ended up getting a 3D printer so we could do rapid prototyping and understanding what it feels like to hold something. And then we got some help. One of our advisors is actually the former president of the American Occupational Therapy Association. And so we worked with her and we looked at data and what it means to really create something that can combine an almost optimal power grip with an anatomically neutral position.
Yeah, we spent 2.5 years deep in data analysis, data collecting, like Dan was saying, prototyping, and driving it always back between the data and the science and between our customers.
Customer feedback is incredibly important. Why is customer feedback important to you, and how do you get customer feedback?
Customer feedback is so important because it allows us to create the best products for our customers. It's really important that we create something that works. We're so immersed in the science, and we're so immersed in the engineering and the biomechanics. And so we want to always bring it back to the users. And the users can be 30-year-old professionals. They can be 18-year-old or 17-year-old high school students. They can be 70-year-old retirees. We bring it back to them, let them use it, and then get feedback so that we can make sure that we're making the best possible products based in science, but for the consumer.
Cool. And how do you guys find the customers to get feedback from?
We started off by doing a lot of cold calling. Literally for months and months, we'd be picking up the phone and calling our highest need customers. First, were senior living companies. And so we'd call senior living companies. We'd meet people on the street. We'd talk to our friends who had friends at work. And so we'd start to collect groups of people who ranged in age from high school to 102 years old. And we would continuously put Jamber mugs in their hands and just get on the phone, or we'd go drive around and visit them and get as much feedback as we can.
Great. And are there any sort of things that you can recall specifically that has changed in a Jamber mug currently that you're like, oh, came directly from a piece of customer feedback that you could think of?
One of the things that we incorporated is this splash of color with the incline design. We wanted to make something that really made the aesthetics really stick out so that the handle is awesome to use because it's super comfortable, but it's also something unique to look at.
One thing I've always been curious about is, where did the name Jamber come from?
So Jamber is actually a coined word just meant to be fun. So we infuse math and science into design of products, but the end result is that you just feel good. So even the Jamber logo is actually two handles clinking together, meant to be having fun and jambering together with your friends.
Cool. I know it's a coined word. What was the process like coming up with that? What was lots of trial and error? How did that happen?
Oh, gosh, it was a very long process. So I don't know if you've ever talked with anyone about naming before, but we had a long, long spreadsheet, a long list. We went through thousands of names. And
that's not an exaggeration. Thousands and thousands of names on the Excel lists.
Yeah. And so it was about not only getting the right creative name together. And then there's on the back end, there's the processal part to it of making sure it's available and it doesn't infringe on anyone else's mark. And it's a very long process. But, you know, we feel the Jamber really embraces the feeling. And we get that feedback from customers all the time that Jamber is just, oh, I like that name.
I like it too. You guys are husband and wife duo. You guys may hear Baby William. It's a family business. Baby William in the background. I think, Diana, you said he's the chief fun officer of Jamber. So what's it like working with your spouse?
It's wonderful. I love the fact that I can balance working in a career with being a dad and being a husband. I love working with Diana 24/7. It's amazing to work with your best friend.
It's a total meld of personal and professional life. So we are talking about Jamber from the moment our eyes are open in the morning until the moment our eyes close at night. And our daughter, who's 11, comes and helps out. And our 9-month-old will run through the office, touch all the boxes, and chase the dog.
What does your 11-year-old do? What's her role?
She has a lot of creative ideas, and you would be surprised at the insightfulness that she has. So she will have suggestions anywhere from how we should put together marketing materials, and she'll also have box taping contests with her friends at our office, which is really fun. But it was actually our daughter who had a lot of suggestions about how we should design the Vivian mug. I don't know if, Jeff, you're familiar with the Viv mug, but it's a mug that we made especially for Vivian, who's a wonderful 5-year-old little girl who's battling cancer. It's actually a pretty horrible stage 4 high-risk neuroblastoma. And Viv is actually the daughter of one of our customers, and we had gotten to talking over email and learned about Vivian's battle and courageousness through all of this, and we thought we would include as a surprise in her dad's order a special mug just for Vivian. And it was our daughter who was like, oh, I think you should make the crown this color and decorate it just like this because that's what I liked when I was 5. And so we put it in there as a surprise, and it turns out that Scott, her dad, told us that it's her favorite mug for ice cream.
Amazing.
Which is actually very important as she's going through chemotherapy because mm-hmm. she needs to keep her weight up. And so it just made Vivian's feel really special, which is what we had wanted to do. And later, Alan and I got to talking, and we started Jamber to improve the lives of people. So what if we took this a little step further and we created a Vivian mug? And for every Vivian mug we sold, we would donate some money back to Viv and her family.
That's incredible. And how does it make you feel as a mother that your daughter was able to be part of such an important project?
Oh, our kids are wonderful, and they're so supportive and involved. And it's great to be able to share what you do in your life with your family.
You know, we try to incorporate our children in all aspects of Jamber because it's such a great opportunity for them. And since we meld our work with our personal, we try to just make it all work together. And it's really hard, but luckily Diane and I are a team and we're doing it together. And what a gift that we're giving our children to expose them to the science and the math and the business and the manufacturing.
You guys are making a product. You're manufacturing something. What experience did you have with that, and how does the manufacturing process work?
So my background is engineering. I have a degree in biochemical engineering. I got my MBA. I've spent years working in the pharmaceutical and medical device industries as a process engineer in manufacturing settings. I've never been exposed to ceramic manufacturing. And so when we first got started with manufacturing, we thought it would be a piece of cake, to be honest. We thought it'd be very easy. We thought the hard part was designing the product. We couldn't have been more wrong. Manufacturing is really hard. Initially, we started looking for manufacturers locally. We were in Google. We were just like making, cold calls to find people who could make these things. And we went through 4 manufacturers before we found the 5th, who is the factory that we use now out in Arizona. And we have spent countless weeks in the factory, side by side with the workers, with the owners, making ceramic mugs. We've worked with them to design better tools and better processes and better equipment and better machines so that the manufacturing process of Jamber mugs could be more efficient, more costly, with better product quality results.
And I would just add in that the guys who we're working with have been working in ceramics for 40 years. And they've told us that Jamber is the most difficult product they've ever had to make. And I think a lot of that is because it's something completely new.
That's great. It shows you're innovating. You're doing something completely different. I mean, we talked about mugs have been around for 5,000 years, and these guys have been in the industry for decades, and you guys are groundbreaking and challenging them again.
We're trying to have fun. And the manufacturer themselves, they're pretty awesome people. At this point, it's been years of relationship building and working side by side to make it work.
So it took about 2.5 years from the spark of the idea to Jamber being what it is today. And you guys now know more about ceramics than you think you ever thought you'd know.
We know a lot about ceramic manufacturing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we knew nothing about it going into it. Again, it was like, how hard could it be to make this?
And it turns out it's hard, but it seems like you guys have found the right groove and are now fully into it.
Exactly.
Yeah, and at this point, when we place an order, the order can be received by us within 3 weeks or so. And, we'll order mugs by the thousands or tens of thousands.
Wow. So what's next for Jamber? What are you guys working on now and working on for the future?
Yeah, so Alan and I were talking the other day, and we said, wouldn't it be so cool if you could date movies by the coffee mug that they're using, pre-Jamber, post-Jamber? And that really is kind of our vision for the future. We think that Jamber should be the ubiquitous cup, that it's used everywhere. It's in every home, every restaurant, just everywhere you go, because it's just a wonderful experience. And in fact, it's kind of like, sometimes it's hard, especially if you're just listening about a coffee mug, you would think, what's so special about a coffee mug? But it's kind of like trading up from a cheap flip-flop to a Nike Air sneaker.
Mm-hmm.
A cheap flip-flop does a job and gets you around, but you wouldn't want to run a marathon in a flip-flop. There's something more comfortable, and Jamber is just a very wonderful experience.
I agree. So, and I also, for the people listening home, I have one in front of me, and I have one at home in the office as well, and it's something that I never thought about. I never thought that the way I'm using a cup, because cups are one of the most you don't even think about cups really or mugs. And I never really thought of how what I was doing was weird anatomically. And I was sort of straining my body until I picked up something that was incredibly easy to use. And it's something that you just never think about. And it is something that's so sort of simple and effective. And it really, once you try one, you're like, oh, the light bulb went off in my head. And I said, oh, this is super comfortable. And the way I'm holding my mug is very strange.
Yeah, someone told us that they had tried out their Jamber mug for the first time. They'd been using it for a while. They put it in the dishwasher and it was dirty. So they pulled out one of their other coffee mugs from the cabinet. And they said, geesh, when did my coffee mug get so uncomfortable? And then I realized I'd been jambered.
That's perfect. It's like when HDTV first came out and then you go to a friend's house and they still have standard def and you said, oh, how do you even watch that?
Yeah. And so some people do have a lot of struggle. When you hold Jamber, it's almost like you're not even holding it. It's a very effortless grip and you don't need to engage your thumb, which for some people is a really big deal because you need to put, with a traditional mug, you need to put a lot of pressure on your fingertips and your thumb. But with Jamber, your hand is just very relaxed and it's an effortless grip.
We take coffee mugs and cups for granted because they've been the same for thousands of years. And so to think outside of that box is really hard. And it was watching someone who had a real need and a real struggle, which got us thinking that, geez, this could be done better. We're very analytical people and really passionate for and love engineering and sciences and math. And so we took a very deep dive into the process and built this amazing advisory team around us and started getting these incredible stories, passionate stories from people testing out our mugs. The end result is a coffee mug that can, as crazy as it sounds, it's a coffee mug that can change your life.
And it's something you kind of need to try to understand, sort of like the simplicity yet importance of it.
We have really high repeat order rates from our website. We get emails and phone calls from customers 7 days a week. And the stories are always the same, that these coffee mugs are changing people's lives. These are, in our opinion, these are the most amazing coffee mugs that have ever been created. And you really have to try them out to see what the craze is all about.
And what's it like seeing kind of, you got the inspiration from your grandfather in senior living. What's it like now seeing the fruits of your labor in senior living now and seeing people use your mugs?
The feedback that we've had from senior living communities has been phenomenal. We've literally transformed the lives of seniors. There have been studies done across the country. We've been told that seniors drink more liquid, they have less hand pain, their lives have been greatly improved. It's been really wonderful recently as we've expanded into general consumers to get the same kind of awesome feedback from consumers. And so we've had fathers tell us that their children drink more water. You know, we've had office workers tell us that the mug, it's become their favorite mug and a conversation piece at work. Those stories are actually what drives us to keep going every day, because it's just amazing to hear how much something as simple as a coffee mug can actually impact and improve someone's life.
And what kind of feeling do you get when you see someone using it?
It's when we see someone using a Jamber mug, it makes us feel awesome. You know, we spend so much time working on this mug and really put everything into it. It's just the most amazing feeling in the world to see strangers sometimes pick up Jamber mugs and drink from them. It's great. Even our daughter, we're big into fist bumps. And so our 11-year-old will be fist bumping. And she's like, Dad, they're using Jamber. I'm like, I know, pound it. It's great. It's a great feeling.
That's awesome. If people want to find out more about Jamber and the Vivian mug, where should they go?
So you can find Jamber on jamber.com. That's JAMBER.com. We offer gift sets, and we also have free shipping for orders of 4 mugs or more. And you can also see more about our crazy work-life family antics on our Instagram page and on Facebook. Those are Jamber, Inc.
Awesome. Very cool. Well, thank you so much for joining us. That'll do it for this episode of Small Business Stories. Please remember to rate and review the podcast. And if you run a small business with a great story or you know someone who does, we'd love to hear from you. Let us know in the reviews. Small Business Stories is presented by Vistaprint. For more education on the best ways to run your small business, head to vistaprint.com/hub.